Jake Ferguson caught 82 passes last season. Only two tight ends in football caught more. The market's response is tight end 13 at pick 112, a price that quietly assumes the 8 touchdowns were the fluke and the 82 catches weren't. The data mostly agrees, and that's worth walking through. This season, 17 games, 82 catches on 102 targets, 600 yards, 8 scores, all career highs in catches and touchdowns for 8.7 half PPR points a game, 13th among tight ends per game, 8th in total points. Dallas went 7-9-1, and Ferguson made the Pro Bowl roster, per the team site in January. The catch rate was 80%, and the 147 total half PPR points nearly doubled as 2024. The career is a sawtooth, 8.3 points a game in 2023, then a 5.4 crater with 0 touchdowns in 2024, then 8.7. Which year was the aberration is the entire question, and the answer decides if this price is right. Worth noting on the durability side, he's played all 17 twice in the last 3 years. Dallas fed him triple-digit targets for the second time in 3 years, 102, matching his 102 from 2023 exactly. The patterns say bet on the volume, shrug at the touchdowns. Tight end targets replicate at 0.8 year-over-year, 238 player seasons, and Ferguson's 6 targets a game across 2 healthy seasons is a real identity. Touchdowns are the least sticky stat we track, and he's lived both tales of that already. 0 one year, 8 the next. A quarter of his fantasy production last season came from scores. Some of that is coming out. The catches are the part history keeps.
Muffed!
The situation is stability with a knee-shaped asterisk. Ferguson signed his extension last July and is under contract into the future Dallas built around Dak, who is mostly held out of June minicamp with a sore knee per the team site after leading team drills on day one. Brian Schottenheimer enters year 2 as head coach and still calls the plays, with Clayton Adams back as coordinator per the team site. The target tree above Ferguson didn't thin. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens on a $27.3 million franchise tag the Cowboys have said they will not extend before the July 15th deadline, per NFL.com in June. Javonte Williams returns in the backfield. The quiet bull case is continuity itself, the same play caller whose first year produced his tight end's career highs, on a team that missed the field and returns its top 3 targets. The price, TE13 for the TE13 by rate, TE8 by total season. The market has him dead on his per game number and gives the durability away free. TE13 assumes the first tight end off your bench, TE8 in total points is what he just returned. Our verdict, no call. Price and history agree. The touchdown regression the price implies is the same regression our patterns imply. Caveat spoken, it cuts the other way too. If the red zone roll that produced 8 scores is real, TE8 in total points at pick 112 was the discount, and volume tight ends attached to healthy Dak seasons have a habit of beating their tag. Watch his September target rate, 6 a game means the identity held, and where he sits in the red zone pecking order behind Lamb and Pickens, the same volume with merely average touchdown luck is a top 8 season again. That's the quiet path this price leaves open. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.